Hey, welcome Al Segovia to share the Word of God this morning.
Will you take a seat? God bless all of you, those of you who have called in on what I like to call the Believer's Line and Facebook. God put something on my heart, as He always does, to share with us this morning. And it's very applicable because what I'm going to share about this morning, we do every day, every day, every day. Any time of the day, okay? So, I'll get straight to the title. It's called Faith Asking. Faith Asking. Question. How's your prayer life? Or, how's your prayers? That's directed at me too. Sometimes we got to shake our tree and say, whoa. Let me focus on what I'm praying about with that believing heart. Are we truly believing with expectations as part of our prayers? Ask ourselves that. Let's go real quick to James chapter 5. Show you something here. And we're going to read the second part of this verse, and that would be verse 16. James 5:16b. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth very little. Did I say something wrong? Very much. Very much. Notice the words that God puts in His Word. Effectual. They're effective. They're effective when you do it this way. And this fervent, another way of saying that is intensity. We want to have intensity when we pray for something, no matter how minuscule that may be or how big it is. That's what God wants, and that's what He put in His Word. Faith is asking with confidence in who? Hello? Thank you. In God. You guys are with me this morning, right?
Yes.
Thank you. In God. Many times we just got to ask. Or many times we just ask as a habit of doing something as routine. When your prayers start falling into that category, again, shake your tree and say, I want to pray fervently, effectually, that intensity that is a big part of our prayers. Is our faith in it? That's the question that's always before us. Don't say, let me pray real quick. Pray. Take your time. Take your time. Jeannie Linfelt has put together a prayer team, and it's not just to see how many people she can get on this team, but instead, it's to have more believers with conviction. Conviction in their praying. The prayer team. And get, or and have, I should say, great expectations with the Father and His willingness. To what we're asking of Him, and that's above what we can try and figure out on our own. When you go in on your own, you're going to run into some dead ends. But with God, all things are possible, right? But again, we're faith asking. Please go to Ephesians 3:20. All these verses are on what I'm sharing, but again, these are God's words. These are His exhortations. These are His ways and His thoughts. Now, unto Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we what? Ask, or think according to the power that worketh in us. And what's that power? Holy Spirit. With that Holy Spirit, we have the inside lane. We have everything we need to move that mountain, to get rid of that cold or what have you, to find the perfect job. We have that Holy Spirit, and we never want to downplay that. Again, when we ask with believing. We ask with believing. So, when we pray, have that vision with great expectations of the outcome. Go to Matthew 21, show you something else. Matthew chapter 21, and when you get there, drop down to verse 22, please. And I love how God puts it plain and simple in His Word. And all things whatsoever ye shall, what? Again, ask in prayer. God is up there saying, you want to tell me something? You want to ask me? Yes, I do, Father. First of all, thank you for what you do, and I need your help. Here's what I want to ask you. And then let it rip. Believing ye shall positively receive. Yes, there's silly things you can ask for. Put those aside. I'm talking about godly things. Things that you're trying to serve someone with a little bit of help or direction in their lives. This should always be a part of our prayers. It's the same name, and it's that name that's above all names, Jesus Christ, right? Go to John chapter 14, please. And when you get there, go down to verse 13. And whatsoever ye shall, there's that word again, ask in my name, speaking of Jesus Christ, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. They're a team, just like we're part of the team. Jesus Christ gives the credit to the Father. But He doesn't sit back and let things unfold. He's always had a proactive life, and that's what we do. And you're going to have a lot of asking in your proactive life, and that's okay. God always has the best answer. So, when we are asking in prayer something of the Father, we must do it with faith. And changing our focus is also key. Changing our focus is also key. From removing the world from our time with the Father, Almighty God. That's a big key. He is who we are trusting, and our faith is in Him if we are expecting results. It's a simple formula. Nothing complex about that. And so, if we're expecting results, they're going to be godly results. Amen? Amen. Little story. I've told this before. Some of you may or may not have heard about this, but when I was growing up as a little kid, I don't know why my mom chose me. There's five of us siblings, but she chose me to get me all buttoned up with English and grammar. So while my brothers and friends are playing outside, I'm at the dinner table with my mom. I say, Mom, how long is this going to take? Silence. We're going to learn some English, and I'm going to teach you grammar. So phonetics, spelling, pronunciation, you name it. We covered it all. Not in one day, several days. So when she was done, and I went to school, teacher says, who wants to read? My hand went up and I touched the ceiling. I said, please, this thing is in my head. Let me get it out. So I would read what she asked. And she goes, my, you didn't skip a beat. That came out super nice. And in my head I was going, yep, that's my mom. That's my mom. But you know what? I bring this up because I had faith in my mom. I trusted my mom that whenever I had a question concerning English or grammar, she was going to have the right answer. Mom's not God, but it's to show that you trust something or someone, or you have faith in them. And with my mother, English was right there at the top. So I never had a concern about asking or something, whether it's schoolwork, whether it's any part of the English language. She had the answers. I want to share with you now a wonderful story, a true story, that I found, speaking of trusting God. And when I first read this, it brought tears to my eyes because of its tender sweetness. Okay? My 10-year-old son has severe life-threatening food allergies. This is the father talking about his son. It's been like that ever since he was 6 months old. We're used to it by now, but God's grace, by God's grace, we found safe foods for him to eat. I remember reading in the Gospels when Jesus said, have the faith like the little ones. I know that's been used in different ways, but seeing my sons trust in me when I make him food is a good reminder for me to trust God like that. Of course, we're older and the world is more scarier, but sometimes I just need to be reminded of that, that simple trust. When I make him food, he doesn't ask me what's in it, doesn't question me, doesn't hesitate to take a bite. He just eats and enjoys. He trusts that I'll never give him the wrong food. I pray that we get even little moments of trust like these little ones. So that's the story. But what a perfect analogy in trusting your father. So we're going to look at some verses to bring this all into greater focus. And the first one, if you would, is in Hebrews chapter 11. And we're going to go to verse 1. I'm going to read this first out of the King James and then the NLT. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. NLT. Faith is confidence that what we hope for will actually happen. It gives us assurance about things we cannot see. Again, some of these verses, you've probably read them a bunch of times, but it's always good to keep us on track with what we're listening about or looking at this morning. It's a good starting point, this verse. In the Spanish Bible, it says, faith is a certainty we can have. It's a certainty we can have. That's in the Spanish Bible, speaking of this particular verse. Please go to a familiar record and allow me to read this from the NLT, and that's in James chapter 1. We're going to start in verse 5. James 1:5. If you need wisdom, ask. Ask our generous God. You think God has a limited supply of what you might need? No, because someone on the opposite side of this world is asking for the same thing. He will not rebuke you for what? Asking. That's not what he does. He may not give you the answer you thought you needed, but he's not going to rebuke you. Verse 6, but when you ask him, be sure that your faith is in who? Thank you. God alone. Do not waver, for a person with divided loyalty is as unsettled as a wave of the sea that is blown and tossed by the wind. Verse 7, such people should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Their loyalty is divided between God and the world, and they are unstable in everything they do. I thought that was a really good reminder of where is our head. Now, more of some of this faith. Matthew chapter 8, please. And starting in verse 8. But the officer said, Lord, I am not worthy to have you come into my home. Just say the word from where you are, and my servant will be healed. You see where his mind is at? He's saying, my servant will be healed. He's not saying, maybe God, maybe it's too big for you, or maybe, no. He's confessing with a positive reply. Verse 9, I know this because I am under the authority of my superior officers, and I have authority over my soldiers. I only need to say, go, and they go, or come, and they come. And if I say to my servants or slaves, do this, they do it. In verse 10, when Jesus heard this, he was amazed. So you mean we can amaze Jesus? This person did? It says right here. Turning to those who were following him, Jesus said, I tell you the truth. I haven't seen faith like this in all of Israel. That's a statement. That is a statement. Same book, Matthew. Go over one chapter, 9, and we'll pick this up in verse 27. Matthew 9:27. After Jesus left the girl's home, two blind men followed along behind him, shouting, Son of David, have mercy on us. They went right into the house where he was staying, and Jesus asked them, Do you believe I can make you see? Yes, Lord. It wasn't maybe, or maybe not, or at least give me 30-30 vision. No, they simply said yes. And when we say yes, expect 20-20 in whatever it is you're asking about. Don't try and downplay the answer. God is the one who caused the increase. Verse 29, then he touched their eyes and said, because of your faith, it will happen. When they heard that, they must have been bubbling over with joy. For this next scripture, I'm going to go into the Amplified Bible. And allow me to get there. It's Romans chapter 1. You can look at it in your Bible. Romans chapter 1, verse 17. Like I said, faith asking should be an integral part of our lives. It's something that we do every day. It's something that we need to do every day. God has nothing better to do than to bless us with what we ask him and to show us what he wants us to do. So Romans 1:17 says, For in the gospel a righteousness which God ascribes is revealed, both springing from faith and leading to faith, disclosed through the way of faith. As it is written, the man through faith is just and upright, shall live and shall live by faith. I think it's in there 5 times. But nonetheless, we want to live from faith to faith. Yes, we have a life of our own to do, but along the way, there's a lot of asking to be done. And along the way, God's there with you. God's there with me. And what a comfort that brings to our hearts. So, in conclusion, when we ask something or from God, in whose name? Jesus. Jesus' name. We should focus with faith asking, believing in our hearts and our minds with godly results. Never, ever sell your asking short. Ask the Father. If it wasn't meant to be or he has an answer that you need to receive, well, let it happen. But just continue to ask the Father with that fervent and effectual prayer. Especially if I may, when you're praying for someone. I shared this recently with someone, that when I pray for their healing, I go back to the cartoon of Popeye. Remember when he had his can of spinach and he squeezed it and down the hatch it went? What happened to Popeye at that instant? He just bulked up and was just muscled down. So when I pray for you and you've got a little illness going on, it's not a can of spinach, it's a can of healing. And when you squeeze it and it goes down your hatch, you're like Popeye with all the muscles, okay? So let us not be afraid or hesitate to ask the Father for the things that are on your heart. He wants to bless us, and asking Him is part of it. Gracious Heavenly Father, I thank You for showing us these truths in Your Word, that we are all part of the family. And Father, we want to continue to go to You and to hear Your answers when it comes to asking in faith, Father, so that we never, ever have to have doubts or fear in our hearts, because that's not from You. What is from You is love, truth, and victories, Father. So I thank You for showing us these things in Your Word, and that we will continue to search the Scriptures to see other things like this that build us up and that equip us with the truth. And I pray this for everyone here in this room, that when they ask You, they're listening with great anticipation for the best answers anyone could receive. And it's in Jesus Christ's name that I pray this prayer. Amen.